Good evening and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, February 14th, 2017. Would you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair, would you please do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. Although it was posted within the meeting room, I will advise those present attending that it has been policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Next on our agenda is our visitor and public comment. If you'd like to address the board, I ask that you please rise, state your name and address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Rich Campbell, 39 Oxford Road. Just requesting that during the time when you do your committee reports, if you could report the latest information on the downtown development project and the TIP committee, since there are members on the board that apparently are assigned to that committee. If you could please update us on any status on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no others, next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for the public hearing from January 24th. Is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next is the Board of Supervisors meeting for January 24th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is a new business, item A, 1 through 4, consideration of the release of the remaining balance of the performance security provided for the revised preliminary final land development plan for off-site and on-site traffic improvements for the Pennsylvania State Milton S. Hershey Medical Center plat 1102.
Although these types of items are typically just housekeeping, I do want to mention that this is an item where Penn State had a project, an off-site project, that had a value of $245,277 that just wasn't seeming to get off the ground. And through an agreement with the township, they have provided us that money for the more active project that will also relieve traffic in the area of the Med Center, or more pointedly at Governor Fishburne and Hoppersville Road. So they've taken the $245,000 that was earmarked for traffic improvements there that weren't happening and are contributing towards traffic improvements that the supervisors are seeing are happening.
Very good. And I apologize, I was having a little discussion with Ms. Court.
We're looking for the release of the money, the bond, to them since they've written a check to us.
Very good. And I presume you spoke of our thanks to them for this effort.
It was a good agreement that was made.
They've been very good partners with us, so thank you.
Yes.
So with that, is there a motion?
And Chuck, nice job tracking that down. It's taken almost a year, but thank you.
That was a compliment.
That was not so
only a year.
We didn't think it would take that long. Thank you for tracking.
Good things do take time.
Yeah.
Any other comments? With that, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is B, 1 through 4, consideration of an extension of the term of the performance security for the fourth revised preliminary final land development plan for the Deer Run Commons plat 1245. Mr. Emmerich, this is housekeeping.
It is.
So moved on that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is C, 1 through 4, consideration of an extension of the term of the performance security for the revised final subdivision and land development plan for the Point, plat number 1265. Same item.
It is housekeeping.
Housekeeping again. So moved by me. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is D1 through 2, adoption of resolution number 1506, authorizing the adoption of the Dauphin County Emergency Operations Plan for the use as the Township of Derry Emergency Operations Plan. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan is updated every once in a while by the county. This time around, what they did to their plan was modify some of the wording from Dauphin County Emergency Management Agency to Dauphin County Public Safety. So there's some minor clerical changes that they did to their plan, which forced us to adopt our version of that plan. And this would be so we can submit paperwork the proper way, anything that we would need to file through them on an emergency operations project or plan. It would not change how we operate here within Derry Township. If we have an event that we're activated our emergency operations center or EMA, we would still conduct business the same way we have in the past. It's just a formality as far as paperwork.
Very good. Are there any questions for the chief? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So
moved by Mr. Weir.
Second
by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that resolution number 1506 is adopted unanimously. Next on the agenda is E13, approval of an easement agreement between the Hershey Trust Company and the Township of Derry for the bike path crossing of Wood Road. Mr. Mandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you this evening is an amendment to an existing easement between the Hershey Trust and the Township. The original easement was acquired back in 2003 and provided the Township with access and authorization to construct a piece of trail at the intersection of Bullfrog Valley Road and Wood Road, paralleling Wood Road out to where it terminates currently at Grove Street and Middletown Road. In 2008, we went back to the Trust and requested an additional amendment to that easement and acquired a 60 by 60 foot area at the intersection of Waltonville Road and Wood Road, which is the site of the Zach Topper Memorial, in addition to kind of a rest stop and that long stretch of trail in that area. Fast forward to this evening, as the board has directed, you're considering another amendment to that original easement between the Trust and the Township that would provide access and authorization to create a crossing at the intersection of Wood Road and Limerick Court, which is the entrance to the Oakmont development. Included within your packet is a copy of that agreement, the legal description, as well as the design that was engineered by HRG. If approved this evening, my understanding is the Trust Board would be considering this agreement within the next few weeks. If approved by both parties, HRG has indicated that they'd be in a position to advertise this project for bid soon after the recording of these documents at the courthouse. The solicitor has reviewed this agreement and concurs with its content, and this project would be funded through an account that's administered through the Community Development Office. So at this time, it's up for consideration by the board.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Mandia?
Yeah, Matt, is that, so does it definitely have to be the Trust Board? Is it possible at a regular meeting, or was it possible that was going to be done between meetings?
There's a chance that it could be done prior to their mid-March meeting.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Worst case scenario would be mid-March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So if we can get that done soon, then obviously.
That's the goal. Yep.
Yeah.
Question for Matt or Matt. What would that do to the timing, assuming things continue to move forward? When would we be looking at this actually happening and being completed?
Once it's approved by both parties, the board and the Hershey Trust Board, and it's recorded at the courthouse, then HRG would be in a position to advertise it. And maybe Matt can speak to the timing after the advertising.
Yeah, the
fitting dock and the plans are 98% done. So we would just need a schedule once the recording was done and we can get it out a bit. We're ready to go.
Appreciate your help.
I'm forgetting the funding. We already have the funding.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is F1, the approval to hold the 2017 Hershey 10K race on Saturday, April 8th, 2017 at 7:30 a.m. Chief Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This will be the sixth annual Hershey 10K. The course has not changed for this. The roadways that will be affected during the run will be Hershey Park Drive, Park Boulevard, Route 39, Hotel Road, Park Avenue, Sand Beach Road, and Northeast Drive. Those roadways are usually closed off, some of them at different times, but no longer than more than 1 or 2 hours at the most, to make sure that the participants are not in danger of coming in contact with any traffic. The approval for this event will have to be through the Board of Supervisors, so a permit from PennDOT can be obtained to close the state roadways. It is a Saturday event, so no church services are going to be affected by this. And Jason White from Hershey Entertainment and Resorts is here tonight in case you would have any questions about the event itself. That's about all I have in reference to that. They know about the township's reimbursement program, I think most of the posts are going to be covered by on-duty personnel. There will be a few posts that will have to have some off-duty personnel provide traffic control at those points. So, anybody has any questions in reference to that?
Thank you, Chief. Any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is the Correspondence Board and Committee information. I'll start to my left. Mr. Moyer.
Thank you. Chief Warner, Mr. Foley, and I attended recently a meeting to discuss creating a culture of inclusivity in Derry Township with the Hershey entities in attendance as well. We had some very interesting and innovative ideas. It was the initial meeting, a lot of creative thought, I believe we're going to reconvene at a date in the near future to further our discussions. I think it was a very productive first meeting, and I'm looking forward to attending similar meetings in the future, I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Mark, when you find out whenever that next session is, let us know, or maybe John, if you know, just shoot a note in case any of us can make it.
Absolutely.
Certainly, we'll probably want to participate in our schedules.
It was very well attended, and I don't know about you, John, but I thought there were some great creative ideas and really interesting perspectives on things.
Yes. Very interesting and concerning.
Yeah, at the same time.
All at the same time, yeah, it was.
So who put this on?
The Medical Center.
Yeah, the Medical Center, I think, hosted it.
Okay, so is this part of the series?
And this one had to do with diversity. It's all sorts of the programs they're putting on. One that I had...
Yeah, we're all tapped to introduce them, right?
I did an introduction for the physically disabled.
Yeah.
And that workshop, if you will. And that was well attended. This one was about ethnicity. And our diversity in both in the workplace and in our community.
So this series started in September, I think.
So this is
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe it's part. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's monthly. That it's going on. You're doing March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like separate from the series, if it was...
My understanding is it's part of, right?
Okay.
It is part of. I kind of got caught up. I did the one and wasn't aware of, kind of got pulled into the last one.
Okay, let me just check the rest of the...
Absolutely. But this one was, probably impacts all of us and probably all of our residents and even our visitors more than I think we had envisioned, especially in this day and age. I'm kind of looking at the chief because we sat together, but in an era where there's racial issues, racial concerns, and not just that, but people of different ethnicities feel threatened by our police forces. And I don't mean ours in particular, but just by law enforcement personnel. So it was rather eye-opening, and even the entities were experiencing good talent that's leaving because we are not as culturally diverse as we may believe we are. I think we're extremely culturally diverse.
Or there's a perception of
it. And again, that's exactly the point, because I look and say, whether it's the Milton Hershey School campus or the Medical Center campus, wow, so many different backgrounds. And I
personally thought that this is a great opportunity for the Downtown Hershey Association. Some of the activities that we involve ourselves with, I think will fit beautifully in that.
Sure, this is just not our community, this is everything.
Absolutely.
No, they're all going through.
Yeah, so the DHA actually partnered on the session that was held last Tuesday at the Hershey Story, so I wasn't sure if that's what you were referring to. Because I didn't see you there.
Was that part of the series?
What's that?
Was that part of the
series? It was part of the series, yeah, but that was open to the public, and it sounds like it was less internal and more public. But but we felt like, from a Downtown Hershey Association perspective, that it was a great fit for a lot of things that we try to do within the organization. And actually something that we're going to be talking about next Tuesday is this idea of really trying to work to identify organizational values and what those values look like and how we want to foster that sense of community, sense of belonging through things like diversity and inclusion. And I think a lot of what we try to do through our events embodies that. And if you look at the composition of the organization and trying to appeal to all ages and abilities and diverse, different opinions and beliefs on things and how that translates into the work we're doing through like the farmers market, where we have a variety of ethnic foods and offerings for different people, I think that's something that we want to embody. So from a DHA perspective, I'd definitely be interested in staying involved and engaged in that effort as well.
I think it's an exciting vehicle, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's possibilities around us, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Anything for us?
That's it.
Mr. Weir.
Okay, in answer to Mr. Gamble, the last TIF meeting was January 17th. I've been involved with nothing about the TIF since then. Downtown Hershey Association, the 18th, I guess the meeting's coming up shortly.
Yeah, so I can touch on that now if you want to.
Okay, you want to wait till your...
It's up to you.
Okay, we'll wait till...
Okay, that's fine.
But at that January 18th meeting, we discussed the designs of the parks downtown, the trees to be planted, and things like that. And the other thing I wanted to mention, it's going to be a busy spring for volunteers. We have Kiss Hershey Back coming up with that effort. Milton Hershey Medical Center is going to be planting 5,000 trees behind their campus, and they're going to have a lot of volunteers and pulling together.
When are they doing that? Is that part of Kiss Hershey Back or something?
The 22nd of April, I think. Okay. It's not part of Kiss Hershey Back. It's Earth Day.
Okay. Oh, right.
So, March.
Is Public Works aware of the leaf thing?
That's a bold thing.
Well, these would be small trees. The volunteers are working on that butterfly garden there on Cocoa Avenue in conjunction with the Hershey Trust and the conservatory up at the Rose Garden. And Tree Vitalize will be planting 30 trees this spring. We're getting the volunteers together for that. And Kiss Hershey Back, as I said, is coming up also.
That's May 6th.
That's May 6th.
And Earth Day actually falls on a Saturday, so that was great. So people want to get out and help volunteers.
Yeah, I'm sure anyone wants to help plant trees, so I have plenty of
need for your shovel.
Okay. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you, Matt. As Mark had indicated, I did attend the diversity meeting. I've also had various meetings with the leadership of the Hershey Company, Hershey Medical Center, and our ongoing monthly transportation meetings, in addition to the internal workings with the police department and the fire department that Mr. Nagley and I are working on. Been a busy month. Ms. Court?
So I attended the Design Advisory Board meeting on the 30th of January, and the board unanimously gave its blessing to the new outdoor seating that will be part of the beer garden on Chocolate Avenue. So that'll be a nice addition to our downtown. Also that same day, Chairman Foley and Supervisor Weir and I did a presentation at the Hershey Rotary Club, and somehow we managed to cover, I think, 5 topics in about 16 minutes. It was kind of whirlwind, but it was really interesting, and I think the Rotary members really enjoyed kind of getting an update on a variety of topics, and something I think maybe we should look to do as a board as a whole for the community at some point, you know, in the spring, maybe just to do kind of a state of the township or just sort of bring everybody up to speed. It was really well received, and I know Justin and Mark have work commitments, but we could try to find a time to work for all 5 of us. Maybe we could look to do that for the community at some point. Matt mentioned Kiss Hershey Back on the 6th. The other thing would be John and I attended the joint meeting between the township and the school board. So there were a few representatives of the school board, and John, I met with them, and Jim was there as well, and this is my first one, so that's every quarter. So good to have dialogue between the township and the school district and a variety of different topics.
Yeah, just following up on that, John and I got together with 2 of the supervisors in the Hand of Township. I remember they would talk about, and they do an annual luncheon where they get sponsors and sort of get a state of their township.
Oh, right. Nice.
Might be something to think about.
Yeah.
I don't have anything. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you. Next up will be the reports from the departments. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I have for tonight is we had our first Coffee with a Cop event on February 9th over at the Pantry Cafe at the Hershey Story. Fortunately, that was the morning that we received a little bit of snow for the first time this year. So I don't think it's as well attended as we would have liked, but we did get to meet a few people and do some community policing. It's just another effort that we're trying to reach out to the community, make ourselves available, make ourselves a little bit more personable, and just kind of reach out and gap those bridges, or bridge those gaps, I'm sorry, a little dyslexic tonight. So we are going to hold more of these events. They're sponsored by the Department of Justice. They have a hand in these events, so we just kind of piggybacked on what their program is. So we're hoping to hold more of these events, different times, maybe in the evening, maybe on a weekend, in order to get more people involved with our department.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Piccolo with Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Supervisor Weir commented about the Kiss Hershey Back, I had a meeting with 2 of the first-year med students last week in my office to go over the event. It's something we do every year, so we're all on the same page. So the event is going to be May 6th, that's a Saturday. The pre-event is going to take place from 9 to 9:30. Then the event itself will take place from 9:30 to 12. And then the post-event at the tent will take place from 12 to 2. So the township will be supporting the event as we always do with public works employees, picking up trash, assisting in other things like that, whatever they need. So I'll be going to more meetings as this progresses. This was our first one. So it's different every year. The kids are different, so. But it all ends up the same. So that was it.
Very good. Thank you. Mrs. Ellis with the library.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On February 1st, we had a consultant visit at the library throughout the day to review with our collection and cataloging division ways in which we can improve our services and our processing. She's developed a report for us, and we'll be reviewing that soon to make some changes in that division, which has a relatively new staff altogether. Also, this week, I'd like to point out that we're very grateful for the Sun News came in, took several pictures throughout this week. They'll be doing a feature on the library. I believe it'll be in this week's paper. That's what they said. anyway, it was a great idea, and we're featuring many of the new resources and services that the library has. Thank you.
French Film Festival this week? French Film Festival this week?
I'm sorry?
We had a French Film Festival
this week? Oh, yeah, that's on Saturday. The French Film Festival, they're showing,
Chocolat. Chocolat. Yeah.
Chocolat.
That's a great movie.
I was in there this weekend, and there was a huge box of chocolate croissants there. So, you know?
We have still a few crumbs on the inside.
Oh, they were good.
Well, I don't know. Last week they left a lot of popcorn on the floor.
Terry with the administration.
I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Mr. Mandy.
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Mr. Banana. No report tonight. Mr. Edwards.
So I just have the board's aware that at their next meeting we're going to be talking about the new zoning ordinance. It'll be a public hearing starting at 5:30. We've decided with the new zoning ordinance to have our design standards for downtown outside of the zoning ordinance, and that ordinance is also working its way through the processes. As a matter of fact, I think I just gave you all a copy of that last week. Matt has already responded. We'd be looking for scheduling a hearing for that ordinance either March 28th or February 11th. April. I'm sorry, April 11th. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
February 11th.
I will not be present on April 11th if the board's okay with moving that up. I'd be happy to address that sooner.
Sure. So would I. Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Economic Development, Mrs. Elbrow.
Thank you. The Downtown Hershey Association board meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story. Matt, the design committee meeting, we're actually canceling this month. We'll pick that up in March. And we'll look at, Chuck's actually probably going to attend that meeting and talk us through some of the design standards ordinance items, which should be exciting. But the board meeting on Tuesday, we have a variety of things to cover. That is in the lower level of the Hershey Story. Forgive me, I don't know if I said that yet. One of the things that we're going to be discussing, in addition to kind of announcing our 2017 Life on Chocolate event series, is the TIFF. We are inviting Ed and Steve from RVG to come and give a presentation of their project. We'll be giving kind of an overview and general concept of what the TIFF is for folks that might need a refresher or just want to get some more information about how it can function as a public-private partnership, really working to achieve desired densities downtown and foster economic development. So we're looking forward to hosting that next week and then actually having the Downtown Hershey Association board have an opportunity to react and ask questions. So that's all.
Great, thank you so much. Mrs. Henry.
I have nothing to report, thank you.
Mr. Day, how are you? Very good. Next on our agenda then is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $600,750.86 and two payrolls in the amount of $625,933.08. Is there a motion? So moved. Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimously approved. And we are at our final visitor and public comment for the evening. Again, same rules apply. Please state your name and address. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less, please.
And you thought you were going to get out of here.
I'm sorry?
I said, and you thought you were going to get out of here.
DC.
So looking at the clock, we're doing pretty good.
My name's Russ Grubb. I live in Cary Way in the Stone Creek development. And the question I have, and it's some people say it's minuscule, it's ridiculous, but several years ago, the county replaced the Sawyer Creek Bridge down here at Hanover Street and realigned the intersection with North Hawkersville Road. You know, I don't know, what is it, 3 years or something like that, maybe longer?
I think it's significantly longer.
Okay, and as part of that, the old Hanover Street approach was taken out of the township and revegetated. My question is this, why do we still maintain a street light there?
So right down, this is right?
Yeah, right down here. If you look at it when you drive by at night, you can tell it's not for Hershey Park Drive anymore.
Is there a light there for the pump station, or is it for that lane to get back there?
There's nothing there. And I know it's not your issue, but I've noticed this for months, and I've just been waiting to see if anyone would catch it. But the old adage, you put up a sign and no one sees it. PennDOT never moved the sign for going to Union Deposit. It's still there for the old road.
Thank you for bringing that work.
Thank you.
We'll listen to it. Thank you.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't note I have a few scouts here. I have a scout master and a scout. So would that be correct?
I have three scouts here. Actually.
Three scouts. Very good.
There are a couple of them in disguise.
So those that are incognito get to speak first.
Yes. So scouts, why don't you go up to the podium, introduce yourself, and explain a little bit to the audience here why you're here. Because you're not here very often. All right, let's go up here.
Come on up. David. This is a very, very friendly environment.
David,
come on, guys. I'm Ethan Sullivan from Troop 65 down in Hershey. I am the assistant senior patrol leader in my troop, and I am trying to get the communications merit badge. And one of the requirements was to visit a town meeting or a school meeting and try and collect some different views on some issues and write a report.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you.
Hello, my name is David Wang. I'm a patrol leader from Troop 65, and I'm here also for the communication merit badge, and the requirement was to visit town hall meeting and report on things.
Thank you.
My name is Andrew Wang. I'm Troop 65, and I'm also here for the communication merit badge.
Thank you.
Well, if any of you have any questions, feel free to email any of us. You can go on the Dairy Township website and we'll send an email to all of us. So if you need help writing your report, need more information, we'd be happy to help you out.
Susan is outstanding at writing reports, so she would be your contact. But we appreciate you coming out, and I hope you enjoyed this meeting. It's not typically this quick. It's Valentine's Day, and everyone here wants to get home to their sweetheart. Now, the question is, are each of you going home to a sweetheart? Did you? No cards for the lovely young ladies? Okay. Very good. With that, very happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
moved by Mr. Moyer, second by Mr. Engel. We are adjourned. Have a great evening, folks. Did I say that?